This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin, our producer, Cal Hunter. We are live, hour two. Sorry, we had a few mishaps, but we're live hour two. It's the 29th of July, 2023. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. This is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. Today is some interesting things we're going to talk about, and we're going to have to blow through them these 2 hours. We're going to talk about Kevin Spacey trial, and Kevin Spacey's just been through the ringer. Again, not trying to be, you know, on one person's side or another, but that poor guy has been through a lot. And his career has been, you know, severely hampered because of all these sexual assault allegations. And we're going to talk about the very briefly the New York 2022 trial, which finished. And then in London, he was in trial for alleged sexual assault also. And that case just came down and finished. Very interesting about that one. Subway tuna lawsuit, we're going to talk about that. Southern Illinois University has to pay $80,000 to a person. Why? Why? That's going to be interesting to see why. Hint, hint, free speech. You know, I know some of these college universities don't allow that anymore, but there's free speech issues that we want to make sure we discuss. Ghost guns. What is the latest on ghost guns? If you don't know what a ghost gun is, we'll go over that. And Alito from the United States Supreme Court made an interesting quick ruling. A lot of people don't realize this, that there is the Supreme Court can look at something really quick and just do a temporary stay or a temporary, you know, ruling. And it's Judge Alito is the one that's in charge of that for now. Apparently they rotate it. So he can, on his own accord, stay something and just say, wait, hold on until, you know, the courts can hear this. So we're going to talk about ghost guns and what Alito did. We're doing some interesting things with cars, the electric cars. There is a lawsuit against some manufacturers over electric cars. We'll tell you, not that it's about the electric cars, but some what they're claiming defects of electric cars are. Supreme Court's weighing in on a pipeline. I found some interesting things about this pipeline issue that we're going to bring up. Disney settled another lawsuit. And then the one that we're going to talk about, we might move up, is Northwestern football. Wow, there is – the three of us lawyers have seen a lot. And the minute I've heard on the news about Northwestern hazing of the football players, I'm like, come on. What is this country coming to? You can't even – I mean, that's football. That's part of, you know, not that I'm for it, but, and then after we start studying and going, oh, that's pretty bad. You know, in other words, not just to like, you know, calling a person a name or, you know, dropping a cuss word or something.
Or making them go and take an ice shower.
Yeah, or some,
you know,
yeah,
some
yeah.
kind of a routine where they're, yeah. you know, they're just like, assimilating them.
Kick them in the rear or something like
yeah.
that, you know, but
or a paddle on the butt.
Yeah, no, there. This is, and we can't even bring it up on the air, but we'll insinuate some.
We'll make allusions.
Denise had a pretty good list going there. Kick them in the air, paddle on the butt. Do you want to go on? Are there any other
things that you think is appropriate?
Things that you
Denise?
Think would be appropriate, Denise?
Sure.
Okay, such as
well,
take note.
Such as getting a medium.
And, oh, well, there we
you know,
go.
Having them go and yeah. talk to medium. And
yeah. Anyway, Denise and I and Todd like to talk about. Look, I'm the oldest one here, but we're still go back to the days. And back to the days of the 70s and the 80s. And today in the 70s, some things that we were just talking This a lot of this stuff would not fly nowadays that happened back in the 70s.
That I used to do.
Well, we're talking about our high school days, just things that would happen that were just not a big deal. But now, oh my gosh, it would be, Denise and I were laughing about it. Anyway, and then we've got a lot of other, topics to talk about, but let's start out case or no case, Cal. Let's get right
to it. Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! Harvey Crovisier, not his real name, was from a wealthy family, formerly wealthy. His siblings got all of Dad's cash before Dad died, but Dad left his Connecticut, not the real estate, mansion to Harvey. And in the will, there was a clause that says, Harvey Crovisier is forbidden from ever selling this property, nor may his heirs sell it after his death. Harvey saw that clause and said, ha, and promptly sold the property for $3.7 million. Harvey's brother said, wait a minute. Dad said, you can't sell that. Rafe and Clifford went to an attorney and a state lawyer and said, look at this. Here's the paperwork. He can't sell that mansion, can he? Do we have a case or no case? And Denise, I believe this time it's your turn to go first. First, in the case of Mr. Crovisier versus Messrs. Crovisier, the brothers.
And I get to go first?
Yeah, it's your turn. You're lucky.
I'm the lucky one because this takes me all the way back to property. Like, that was my first year in law school, and I'm not going to tell you when that was, because it was a while ago. But there's something about an interest must vest, or this isn't the rule against perpetuities,
right? Oh, don't
start
that. That's giving me shivers. Ah. Oh, my gosh. Get a C, Fred. Just get through it. Get a C.
She has her notes from law school with her now. So
no, it's just something that is ingrained in you. You remember the words, but you don't remember how to apply it.
No, I remember the professor, and that's it.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Do you remember that? Rule against perpetuities?
I remember the day that I slept in that class. And I remember it coming up on the bar exam prep, and I remember the bar prep teacher saying, I could spend an hour explaining this to you, right, or when you come to this on the test, you can just go to the next question.
Yeah, or just
that's what I recommend.
Except the fact you're going to get it wrong, huh?
Well, they don't usually test on it, though, because it's just too hard to understand.
It's when it comes up in the multiple choice. So, look, you got 200 questions. You're just not going to get one of them right. This is it. Move on. Don't waste your time.
Unless you guess C correctly.
That's right. Right. You got a 1 in 4 chance.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. So I don't know if that implies it here, because they're saying that Harvey can't sell it, nor can his children sell it, nor his grandchildren sell it.
His heirs, yeah.
We don't know whether or not that he has any children even born yet, so it sounds to me like it's a restraint that might be volitive of that. So I'm going to say that this is a real case, and that it's a famous case. And it has to do with the rules against perpetuity. Now, who wins? I think Harvey wins.
Interesting. Fred Penny, what do you think about this?
It is definitely a case. And I think, what year was it, approximately?
I'm guessing it's 20th century. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to say it is a case. But you know, they can put it in a trust or one of those, what do you call the land, a land trust, or they... something else that they put it in that you can never sell it. You have to keep it the way it is. So that you can do that, but this is probably that case. Do we have to, Cal, is it a famous person? It's a famous person?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. All right. So, it's a case, and the winner is, the brother that sold it. He's allowed to sell it. And from then on out, something changed. So case, and the brother can sell that place because you can't have the dead guy come out with his arm, though, the old rule is, and manage things, which I'm trying to do in my life. We'll be back after this.
All right, and Todd will give his answer, too, with more Radio Law Talk is coming up, including Todd's answer and the answer to case or no case. That's right here on this station. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk. And RadioLawTalk.com.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now.
If you're one of those independent people who want your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride, and watch this gutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
All right, Cal. I love Denise. Turn to Todd. Said your turn. Makes do say something intelligent.
Say something smart.
Yeah, that's what I was smart.
Like, oh, yeah, all of a sudden I had PTSD to back just before my first trial, and my supervisor's sitting there and says, "Oh, how? What do you? Any last advice? Yeah, just don't sound like an idiot." Okay, great. What do I do with that? So,
did you sound like an idiot?
Oh, I always sound like an idiot. So, okay. You know, it's like, hey, you're asking me to go against my nature, man. In this case, can the brothers bring a lawsuit against the other brother because he wants to sell or is attempting to sell the house that the will or whatever from the father that left to him says, you can't sell it, your heirs can't sell it, and the whole ball of wax, essentially. And, yeah, as soon as you started talking about this, I was thinking rule against perpetuities, and immediately I have no independent knowledge of this because this was the one subject that said, well, we're going to teach it, but you really don't have to worry about it on the bar. Look, once you tell a lawyer that you're not going to have to, you know, don't even try, don't even worry about this on the bar, any information you give is going to go out their head anyway. That's where I'm at. But I'll just say, because it's the rule against perpetuities, I'm going to go with the word against. And I'm going to say that the brother who sells the house, it's a case, and the brother who sells the house is indeed able to sell it, and the ones that are trying to block it don't have a leg to stand on.
So you did exactly the same thing I did.
Yep, and me.
Yeah. So you said the same thing, didn't you?
We said the same thing.
All right, Cal, all three of us, you could win some points.
You could win some points.
Yeah, you guys all paid attention in law school, apparently, and next time I look for cases that are basic law school staples, I'll think better. Here's what it is. It is, in fact, a case. And Harvey Courvoisier wins. According to the newspaper reports I found on this, the court at the time said this. The restraint was not on the title, but rather in the will, and contained no consequences if he did sell. It was just there. You may not sell, but doesn't say, or what. If you do, also, said the news report, so-called restraint on alienation cases are generally disfavored in superior and appeals courts, because the person leaving behind the restraint is dead and cannot be harmed by the survivor's actions. Luckily, Harvey took the will to a good attorney before selling off the estate and got what turned out to be some good advice and $3.7 million.
Well, Cal, let me tell you some part that you didn't miss about that. You didn't mention about that.
Yeah.
They didn't use the flame to reveal the rest of the will that was all written in lemon. And it says, the consequences are, if you sell it, I will ghost the house and you forever. So that's what's
now,
happening.
There's one more thing. We were all wrong in our analysis, however.
Yes, but that's okay. You got it right.
Just saying, I got them started on it, and they finished with it, and I convinced them. All two of those guys.
And you know what counts? That you all get points. Next time, a movie star who says, I will never go to court again. That's next hour on Case or No Case.
I fully expected and was hoping that when Cal, when reading the answer and saying we won, said, when ruling, the court said, and when he starts to quote the judge, it would have been hilarious. It would have been, the judge said, boy, this sounds a lot like a rule against perpetuities case, and I don't remember much about it from law school, so I'm just going to side with the defendant here and say you can't do that. That's what I expected.
I should have, shouldn't I? If I were clever, I would have, but we know how that goes. So now, back to Radio Law Talk. Fred,
that's awesome. It's good to be here. So, Kevin Spacey's been through an awful lot, and let's talk about the latest lawsuit in London. Apparently, he went back to London. I didn't know he was from that general area, but he went back to London to be part of the prestigious London Theater, and he was the director there at the London Theater. And, you know, after, you know, working hard, he'd go to the bar, and he went to the bar, and apparently there's a number of individuals, young men, that he kind of befriended, and they brought a sexual assault allegations against him. It was not a civil case, but a criminal case, and they prosecuted Kevin Spacey on 9 different charges. And it was a 4-week trial, and it was in London, for sexual assault. The facts were basically that 3 men said he grabbed their basically crotch area and was, and then another individual claimed something else that I'm not going to get into in detail. Kevin Spacey said, no, there's the, and this is what's interesting. He got up and testified in the trial and as a character witness. Guess who else? Cal, you haven't read this, and you guys have both read it.
Yeah.
And understand, Cal, you haven't read it. Guess who one of the star witnesses was as a positive character witness for Kevin Spacey? He's a singer, just so you know.
I know who this is.
I'm going to guess. Is it Elton John?
It was Elton John. And even the prosecutor said, I was a little, closing arguments, I got to admit, I was even a little starstruck with Elton when Elton John was, and he wasn't there live, he was on Zoom.
And one of the reasons, it was just wasn't just for character, one of the reasons they had Elton John there was because one of the complainants was saying that something happened at a party that Elton John was throwing, and Elton John was called to say, yeah, Kevin Spacey wasn't invited. He wasn't a guest at that specific time, so it was a question about whether or not the event could have happened.
Oh,
and yeah. Elton John said, yeah, he wasn't there, so you're wrong on your dates, which is a problem when you bring a case alleging events that occurred, you're in 2023, alleging events that occurred between 2004 and 2013.
Right.
You know, that is a problem because witnesses' memories fade.
Yeah, no, 2003 to 2013, that's okay, 1 year. But yeah, that's we're going to go on with this. There's some very interesting things that we talk about in this thing. And then I'm going to bring up really briefly the 2022 case in New York, where a civil case, he was sued, Kevin Spacey, and what happened with that case. But Kevin Spacey admits that he likes to flirt with men, but we'll talk about it in a little more detail and what the outcome is.
Like Fred said, more coming up right here on Radio Law Talk, so stay tuned as the big broadcast continues after we take a break. Be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A+ BBB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. Healthwarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now.
Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. That's 800-734-1229.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt
is just won't do. Best thing about Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Okay. Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this daddy shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you with your shop. Well, come on.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is denying any wrongdoing amid additional charges in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. The latest indictment claims he asked employees to delete security footage following a grand jury subpoena. President Biden mocked Republicans over recent impeachment talk during a speech at a Maine manufacturing plant. He highlighted Maine's creation of over 28,000 new jobs since the pandemic.
While there's more work ahead, earlier this week, the Washington Post suggested Republicans may have to find something else to criticize me for now that inflation is coming down. Maybe they'll decide to impeach me because it's coming down.
Some Republicans are discussing impeachment due to alleged business dealings with his son, Hunter. The U.S. will experience extreme heat today with a heat index over 100 degrees from the Midwest to the Northeast. The Southwest will continue to face scorching temperatures as well. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Come on. Are you serious?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So the interesting thing about the Kevin Spacey case is as he is a free man, and he is not in police custody, and as he rolled into the courtroom, you know, he had to go through the metal detectors, and it's just amazing. Even the prosecutor, when they did the opening statements, basically said, you know, don't be, you know, swayed by his, you know, his fame and who he is. I'm trying to find the exact words, but basically said, don't be too starstruck. And yet, as he came in the courtroom, the bailiffs that are checking him in and stuff are like starstruck and trying to talk to him. And it's interesting, the courtrooms. Denise now has been in London before and did an internship there. There's a lot of interesting things about this courtroom and about how everybody dresses and the decorum and what they do. Like, for example, and I'm going to throw it to you, they bow to the judge when they walk in.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
They bow to the judge, and even though this is for criminal court, this is not for civil court, but even though the defendant may not be incarcerated at the time, when they get into the courtroom, they are put into what they call the dock, and a lot of the docks really look like a jailhouse. I mean, it looks like it's in the back of the courtroom. They don't have access to their counsel, and it's very strange how that all looks like that. And when I was in England, I did a mini pupillage with Gray's Inn, and my barrister was civil. So that's all he did was civil. We didn't do any crime, but we got to see Old Bailey Crime Court, and that was an amazing experience. The judges have long wigs, and their wigs are longer than the barristers. The barristers have the shorter wigs, and the judges have longer wigs, and they have like it's almost like a professor, you know, at a graduation, like a master's degree or getting your doctor's degree, where they have those innate things. That's what the judges wear.
And it's
everybody's,
red.
Everybody's, yeah,
I think this one was red with white.
Yes. I think it's different colors depending on which court. But it's definitely, because some of them are purple for royalty.
Right.
And the barristers, especially the prosecuting barristers, or really only the prosecuting barristers, they're named, and then they're followed by a KC in this particular case. And that means King's Counsel. And before, when I was there, that was QC, because it was Queen's Counsel. So they're acting on behalf of the nation itself, or the king, or the queen in this particular time. So it's kind of interesting how it's very much pomp and ceremony. The women can only wear, yes, exactly.
I'm showing Denise. Tell them what I'm showing you.
A picture of the judge.
Looks like Santa Claus. Looks like Santa.
He has like a big red robe around his shoulders and a lot of color. But his wig is notably very long, half long, which the barristers don't wear that. They wear the shorter wigs. But the women, they can only wear blue, black, and gray. And they can't wear jewelry, no makeup. I mean, it's very, very strict on decorum. And that's the way it is.
If there's a judge, let's say just hypothetically speaking, let's say Brian May, guitarist for Queen, decided that he was going to be a judge and ended up becoming a judge, would they make him wear a wig, or could he just use the hair he's got? Are we saying that becoming a judge in England or a magistrate in England is what old hairband participants back in the 80s can aspire to?
These are a little neater. If you look at the hairbands, these are a little neater. They're perfectly set.
Think about it.
If you have a wig that you could take on and off, you get to have more of a private life, right? If you have hair all the time that's similar to looking like a judge all the time, you look like a judge all the time.
Oh, God. Wearing this wig, I'm telling you, that would drive me nuts. Your Honor, I don't care who wins it. Just finish this case. I can't wear this wig any longer.
I mean, look,
your head scratching. You got sweat dripping down your forehead.
I'm looking at the band photo from the late 80s for Whitesnake, and I'm telling you right now, any one of those guys could be a judge in England. Perfectly set hair. All and David Coverdale is British, so,
To be a judge, you have to have education. anyway.
Well, I think the judges
I went to the School of Rock in the Hard Knocks. I've got that
Palacord School.
I'll tell you right now, though, they probably got more money than the judges.
They probably do.
What's interesting is that there hasn't been a lot of stars in this courthouse. So this courthouse was outside of the Southwark Crown Court. So it was not Old Bailey that's in London, but it's outside of that. And the funny thing about the courthouse is that everybody was enamored by Spacey. And they were all, one of my favorite guys. And Spacey is, was very well known here because he was the artistic director for the Old Vic, which was a very prestigious London theater that was there.
You know, that effect of the celebrity.
Yeah.
But didn't we just see that with, like, the Ed Sheeran case, the copyright case where he was playing his music? And even the jurors afterwards, when they found for Ed Sheeran, said, it's actually pretty kind of cool. He's up there on the stand playing. It's like this little concert just for the 12 of us. You wonder how much effect that has.
I think it has to have some effect.
Yeah.
It really does. But in this case, you guys, Kevin Spacey testified. He didn't invoke his fifth. Well, maybe.
Whatever they have there. They don't have the fifth.
They don't have the fifth there. I think about it, I'm like, wait a second. They don't have the fifth.
Now, London.
England and Scotland and Wales. I think that's the courts over all of those. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
But what's interesting is what they said, Denise. They asked him, the prosecutors, why one of the alleged victims would lie. And what was his reply? I'll repeat it. I'll quote it. Quote, and he was really kind of in a mad way. He said, money, money, and then money. That was kind of, I think that I could see that as very dramatic,
I could see that too. And he's in the dock and he's got the spotlight on him, and he looks like he's losing his freedom. That would be powerful. That would be a very powerful statement.
Well, we didn't get to it, Denise. What was the verdict?
The verdict was not guilty on all counts. And, you know, this this gives me a little bit of it reminds me a little bit of the Depp situation, although Johnny Depp was civil matters. But this may bring him back. This might help Spacey to get his career back, because there was a gentleman in the United States that charged him civilly with sexual abuse as when he was young. And he ended up getting on the stand, and then he admitted on the stand that he had deleted things from his phone, and that's destruction of evidence. And then he was told to plead the fifth and shut up by his own counsel, and that case was dismissed.
Right.
So that case was when it brought Kevin Spacey's whole career to a screeching halt.
Right.
So we'll have to see if this gets him rehabilitated.
There was the New York civil case that he won in 2022. That was brought by the Star Trek Discovery actor Anthony Rapp, claiming sexual harassment, and the jury found him. He won that one too. So Kevin Spacey's winning all these cases down the line. Maybe they can just let him go, and he can go do
this. This by far was the most serious case,
right,
for sure, and it was in England to boot, which was hard. And guess who was his star witness? Todd?
Elton John.
Elton John.
Yeah. Oh, you already said that.
Already said that.
Yeah, we.
Sorry, that went over my head.
Talked about that at length. Just
Sir Elton John.
Denise, we talked about that for like 20 minutes. And
well, you know, I did say before we talked about I did use the memory blanking code phrase.
Oh, you did.
Rule against perpetuities, and she immediately, you know, everything thereafter was gone,
even though
it had nothing to do with.
I could see her staring straight at the wall. It's like she was mesmerized after you said that.
I should have tried that when I was married. Yeah. Every time we got in just before the, I want to talk to you about this great rule against perpetuities. Then I say whatever I want, and she had no memory of it.
It's like Click, the movie. What was that Click? You click the remote?
It's like, Men in Black.
Yeah.
You will not remember anything, you know.
All right.
That would be kind of cool.
Well, from there to Subway Tuna, we can talk about if you want. We got Subway Tuna. Hey, Subway has, here's some statistics. 37,000 restaurants. I know they're the largest in the world, right? 37,000 restaurants in more than 100 countries. There was a lawsuit brought against them about their tuna. And I want to tell you about the lawsuit and what happened. Very interesting. Subway's going to have to redefine themselves. I understand. Are they starting to slice their own meats now? I think kind of like that Jersey Mike's does. I'm going to look it up. I've heard that they're starting. That's an option. So we'll be back after this and find out if Subway's changing or not.
There is more Radio Law Talk straight ahead right here on many great local radio stations coast to coast and always on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned as the program continues after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
So the Subway lawsuit in California, this lady, individual is a guy, Amon. His lawyers in California brought a lawsuit saying the tuna was not real tuna, or at least completely real tuna, as they said, and they were trying to bring a class action suit. Not the fact that it was a class action suit, coming against, Subway. I've got a McDonald's on my brain. So Subway basically said that is not true. They say, and I quote, Subway serves 100% real wild caught tuna. And you know, I don't eat tuna when I go to a Subway, but it looks pretty real to me. And sure enough, it's good, huh?
It is good. Yeah. It's one of the sandwich shops that I do like because they don't put a sweet mayonnaise in it.
Got it.
Right? They use a real mayonnaise that doesn't have sugar in it. So you taste the tuna.
Yeah, and so the courts threw it out and said there's no evidence anywhere. It's a lack of, quote, meritless and lacks supporting evidence to show that there's any proof that it's not tuna. And they're saying it is tuna, and they had apparently proof of it. And now the Subway's lawyers are asking for sanctions against Amon's lawyers, saying that the lawsuit was not brought in good faith.
And that it was frivolous.
And not only frivolous, but guess what happened? It harmed Subway's sales.
And
Subway, I'm wondering if they're going to go and sue them after this, But the guy probably has no money, but they're trying to. They're going against the lawyers. And I think they're going to try to sue the lawyers for bringing this
case. I think they might get sanctions. What happens in California is there is a code section, 128.5 or 128.7, depending on the year that the matter was brought or the action taken, will depend which of those codes apply. But it allows for sanctions for frivolous and meritless lawsuits. And that's what they are saying. They're saying that these attorneys, when they brought the case, they didn't have a reasonable expectation that this suit had merit, and it was frivolous in the nature. Now, because it was dismissed by the judge without prejudice, that means they can't bring it again. That means it is a decided issue that the tuna is tuna.
I know, and so, they said it is tuna, and so therefore, I was wondering how. How do you know that it was not? What was the proof? And apparently they just, quote, did some testing.
Yes.
That's what they're claiming is that is defense is saying, I mean, the plaintiffs are saying we did some testing, and our testing showed that there may have not been all tuna in there or something.
Right, and the judge basically said, well, we all know that tuna has mayonnaise in it. Hello. You know, that's not gonna change it, or cut up celery, or I have to say that Subway's been really under attack in the last few years. There was a lawsuit that was brought in Ireland when we talked about this in 2020, just very quickly, the question was, is the bread, Subway bread, bread for purposes of being a staple and not being taxed in Ireland? Right? So Ireland's Supreme Court said it is not bread, it has too much sugar, and thus it's now taxed.
Oh.
So that comes against Subway, and they had to pay back taxes for that.
Wow. That's because it has too much sugar, therefore it's not bread.
So what's the Subway lawsuit difficult times scoreboard? We look over here. Okay, we've got tuna's not tuna. Bread's not bread. Footlong is not footlong.
That's right.
Jared is not a good guy.
Oh,
you know, I mean, how many of these things? What happened with the footlong? Was it really a footlong?
It was like 11 and a half inches.
It was, you know, just like a lot of guys do. It was just puffery.
Hey.
Yeah, that's how they brought in the Tinder standard. Using the measurements here, I mean, it's an 18-inch. Anyway, so, good heavens. You know who is earning their money because they're still in business? Subway's still in business. So the people that are earning their money is the marketing department.
Yes.
I mean, all right, we got another pig. Bring in a bucket of lipstick. Let's see what we're going to do here.
Well, guess what? Subway, I think, and Denise and I were talking about this, is you've got to read the TVs. You can't sit still and do the same old thing.
You can't say that, Fred, because somebody says, tea is not tea.
Okay, there you go.
That's the next one against Subway.
That's true, too. But they've got a lot of money. That's why people are doing this. But anyway, long story short, there's a one called Jersey Mike's. I don't know, a lot of people don't know what Jersey Mike's is. I like it. It's a good sandwich. They slice the meat in front of you and put it right on your sandwich. And that's kind of and between you and I, they don't put very much meat on it. I'm telling you, Jersey Mike's, you don't put enough meat on it. You need to slice a few more slices. But guess what? Subway is now experimenting, and 20,000 of its, 300,000 stores are now going to put in meat slicers, and they're going to slice it right in front of you. And there's a number of different promotional ones. We missed it. I think it was July 11th sandwich, and the new sliced sandwiches that they'll slice in front of you. And 20,000 shops as of July 5th are going to start slicing meat. Now, it's called there's one called the Beast that has a half a pound of meat on it.
Yeah.
So the Beast. So go into Subway, but it's got to be only, there's some of them that are doing it, some that aren't. You got to find out which 20,000 Subways are doing the sliced meat.
Well, this is going to present a huge problem for Subway because the workers that they used to have, they would recruit directly from casinos, the dealers, because they were already familiar with peeling off the turkey slices like they're stealing a deck of cards.
Turkey from the bottom of the deck.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay. You know, you're sitting there going, hit me. I'll double down on the not. To- oh, what are you using a an ice cream scoop for. That's not how I want the tuna there.
Yeah, but guess what, man?
And
I tell you,
mayonnaise.
I know. It's just like you just. They still didn't. They didn't put enough meat on it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you
Subway.
See Fred. It's in front of the mm-hmm. deli at Subway mm-hmm. saying. Give me more meat.
More meat. But then there's another, throw another sandwich. There's a sandwich shop locally in the western United States that, I swear, the sandwich is like 8 inches thick. And you know the one, let's give them a shout out. It's,
Togo's?
No, the something deli. Hold on.
Beach Hut
Deli.
Oh, yeah.
And it's way too much. Way too much. I mean, it's probably 8 inches thick.
Is it really 8 inches, Fred?
Oh, shut up. Let's move on.
That's yum fish.
What about you?
All right.
But I do have a problem with those. I get the same thing with hamburgers. Uh-huh. You know this one where you feel like you need a car jack to open up your mouth
yes.
a little bit more
yeah.
to fit around?
Yes.
Good heavens.
No, I'm not into that. Or the ones that are too skinny. It's like, come on, where? I can't even taste. And I'll tell you, there's a famous hamburger place. It's like, if you don't get a double, it's like, where's the meat? It's so thin.
There's a place in New York. It was on Seinfeld, and it had, like, really good deli sandwiches.
Mm.
And it's a real place.
Okay, we're looking for the best deli sandwich at Radio Law Talk. You can text us, you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. That is 855, Denise.
529-7234.
With that, let's jump right into Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis. We only got a few minutes left this hour, but I want to quickly get into this one. By the way, they're being sued. There's going to be a class action lawsuit they're trying to get against them for their advertising of the charging times. They're having problems charging, taking up to sometimes 20 hours, the argument is, to charge their cars because of some defect. Apparently, when the charging port gets too hot, it turns off, and that's what's happening. This is the argument I love. Not that I'm pro or against electric, but I don't have electric vehicles.
I do.
The argument is, it takes, they're suing because their energy bills are way too high at their house to charge their batteries. And so it's like, wait a minute, Let's see, they got to do fuel to charge the battery. So anyway, long story short, this is just starting this lawsuit. We're going to watch it, but they're suing, there's lawsuits over defective charging
station. Yeah, and you know what?
Failure.
In the heat. How much you've had in the United States?
Yeah.
The electric chargers that are there for
sitting
public
outside,
use,
yeah.
They are not working.
Apparently, at the press conference, the complaining plaintiff was eating a foot-long tuna sandwich from Subway.
Oh, so, well, there we go. And he's suing on that, too. We'll be back after this, hour three. We've got a lot more coming up your way.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many great local radio stations all across America. And or on RadioLawTalk.com, where every episode is archived, and you can listen to them there at no charge. Stay tuned as the program continues at 6 minutes after the next hour.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.